Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice. The following audio clip is a consultation with Roxanne, who has a cough.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Hi Roxanne.
You're
well. I'm well.
Nice to see you.
You too.
I've got a bad chest.
Okay, tell me more.
It's been for about over a week now. Quite chesty, typically cough. And I lay down the other night, I felt like I couldn't breathe a little bit.
Because
it was like kind of just catching me breath, to be honest.
Okay. Any other thoughts? Not really.
Okay. Just come to yourself, really.
Sure. Anything that you were worried might be behind it?
No, just thought maybe it's a chest infection, anything like that.
But not much fun when you're lying down for it to catch your breath like that?
No, it was just that once. I don't know whether I was just coughing that much.
Sure. Okay. You're not a smoker?
No.
And you never suffered with asthma at all in the past?
I have when I was little, but okay. I haven't had it since I was little.
And you've grown out of that, you think?
Yeah.
And you've not been particularly wheezy on this occasion with it?
It was quite wheezy, like, last week.
Okay.
On my chest, kind of when I was breathing, I was like wheezing a little bit.
And how long did that go on for at a time?
I don't know, really, I didn't remember it. Just a couple of days, really.
Okay.
It was more when I was coughing more. The more I was coughing, the more.
Your weight's been okay?
Yeah.
No changes in that at all? And not coughing anything up?
No.
Never vomited with this?
No.
So it's all about the cough. Was there anything else that you were worried about? Anything else that you wanted to talk about?
No, I haven't had a bad thought or anything. I came the other week. If you look on the notes, I was here last week and I had a phone call with one of the doctors. I have stopped bleeding.
Great.
So just to inform them.
Just remind me on what that was all about. Because you had a swab taken, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I had the swab taken,
and you'd had some bleeding after intercourse.
Yes.
Have you had intercourse since then?
Yes, and it's been fine.
And it's been absolutely fine. So hopefully that's it. But if you're still having bleeding after intercourse, then do go back to us and let us know. I think the examination was quite reassuring, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Fab. Okay. Contraception, what are you doing?
I'm not on any.
So you're planning to conceive?
No, I'm gay.
Oh, so my apologies.
It's all right, no problem.
So, okay. And you're living with somebody at the moment?
I'm living with my parents.
But you've got a regular relationship?
Yes.
And you weren't weren't concerned that this was a sexually transmissible thing at all?
Nothing like that, no.
Fine. Bowels have been okay as well.
Yeah, fine.
So weight stable, not coughing up any blood, bit of an irritating cough, slight wheeze for a couple of days last week, but otherwise you've not generally been thinking that the asthma's come back, but you were thinking that this was probably cold, I guess. Was there anything else on your mind?
Nothing.
Have you tried anything for it?
I've had like the tickly cough syrup and stuff like that, but
it hasn't
done anything.
And what were you hoping that I would do for you today?
Just have a look, see what's going on.
Check. Yeah. I want to get better.
I just don't want to.
I want to get better now.
Coughing.
It's disturbing your night's sleep, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like the more I cough, I get a bad head and stuff. And
okay. So when I press on your face there at all?
No.
Open your mouth. Breathe in. Close your mouth. So not particularly breathless. Doesn't hurt when you breathe at all.
Not really, no.
If you can stand up for me. So your oxygen levels are really good. Your rate of breathing is really normal. So no, you don't look out of breath. Breathe away. And again. And again. So, okay. Your chest sounds absolutely fine. What I'd like you to do, particularly because you used to be asthmatic, is to see how tight your airways are. If you can stand up for me, take a deep breath in through your mouth and then blow through that as hard and fast as you can. Right, blow your socks off this time. Hard, fast. Go! Okay, one more effort, see if you can improve on that. Okay. That's 380. And you're obviously better than you were last week as well. Okay. Your lungs sound absolutely fine. There's no sign of a serious chest infection or anything like that. The fact that you're not a smoker is clearly good news as well, and it sounds as if you're improving compared to last week. The chances are, from the description you've given me so far, that this is just a viral cold. But there's a couple of things that are worth thinking about. If you have a cough that causes fits of coughing, and you then retch at the end of it, or you're having really nasty spasms with cough, we think about whooping cough.
Right.
But your cough does not sound like that. And also, if you're particularly tight and wheezy with a cough, where your airways are tight and it takes longer to breathe out, so it's a... That's a wheeze.
Right.
Then that could suggest that maybe your asthma's back.
Right.
But you're not out of breath. Mm-hmm. You've got no signs of a nasty chest infection. So I'd expect probably this will settle over the course of the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
Right. And probably there's not much treatment that I can give you that would make any difference to how long this goes on for.
Right.
But if you're breathless, let's see you urgently. If you're getting coughing spasms and you think, oh, yeah, maybe it is whooping cough after all, let me know.
Right.
No, if you're coughing up blood, or if it hurts when you breathe, then let's see you again.
Right, no problem.
But otherwise, I think that the chances are that this is nothing...
Just back, right, no problem.
Nothing too drastic.
No worries. Thank you.
Cough medicines might help a little bit. Honey maybe help a little bit. But otherwise, it should just settle of its own accord. It sounds like it's already on its way out. That sounds okay.
No problem, yeah.
Good luck. I wish
you
a speedy recovery. I'll see you again if
you're
still worried. Okay, take care.
Bye.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.